Blog Talk Radio.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, one will dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? To my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Imagine that as I watch as this world just crumbles. We've been groovered on health care. What else have we been groovered on? What else have they, has the elitist thought well, the American public is too stupid to get it, are they trying to shove through? And what comes to my mind is all the aspects of Agenda 21 that they're pushing, with the EPA now claiming that they have the right to control all water, including ditches and mud puddles and whatever.
I'll give them some water they can claim.
And then we've got the amnesty thing that, you know, they refuse to call it what it is. If it's forgiven them of a crime, it's amnesty. That's flat, period. That's how it is. We've got all the bullcrap, how they try to manipulate and say, well, we're doing this great and we're doing that great, and the numbers they always use, if you check the actual facts and statistics, never stand up. You watched a woman today in the Senate floor as they shot down the Keystone Pipeline, the Democrats. You watched Barbara Boxer stand up there and said if she's wrong on anything she said. She didn't say anything that was true. She didn't say anything that was truth. What should have been done is someone should ask, should just flat out state, if you're invested in green energies, and then you would have a conflict of interest sitting there on the Keystone Pipeline. And you'd find out that Barbara Boxer is invested in green energy, right? As is Pelosi, as is many of the powerful. If they're not invested in green energy, they're invested in carbon exchanges. Valerie Jarrett, Barack Obama, example.
And the list goes on.
And the list goes on. So it's not in their best interest. It doesn't line their pockets. As a matter of fact, it may cost them their investments if they can't do away with fossil fuels, meaning oil, coal, natural gas, and stuff. And no matter what you do, we just seen a volcano last week erupting in Hawaii and lava flowing and all that. Are you aware that that one volcano, or what it did last week, has wiped out everything the greenies have done the last 20 years?
Yep.
They keep pushing these lies on the public. They're trying to groover us on the climate change, standing there and saying, the habitat is shrank up in the North America and the Arctic polar stuff. Well, that's a bald-faced lie. It hasn't shrank. And to sit there and say all these oil spills, blah, 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 but she was citing oil spills around the globe. Those won't stop.
No,
we don't control
that. We can't control that.
The coal deal. China's building a coal mine, they're having a mine or whatever every week, at least two a week. And they never agreed to slow down crap. We're the only ones that are doing anything, but you got to look at who stands to make a profit off of it. Who is trying to group with the American public to line their own pocket? And let's just start using that phrase, groover. They're groovering us, meaning they're trying to pull it over on us. They're considering us stupid, and they're the all smart, all genius. You know, you see Obama, you see Pelosi, you see Reeves, you see Frank, and all the Democrats trying to say they don't know who this Gruber guy is. And you go back and there's video of every one of them praising him.
Yeah.
So you know, they don't have a problem looking us in the eye and lying straight to our faces. But I would say that about both sides of the aisle. They both do that crap. I do today learn that in my state here, Indiana, Governor Pence is going to reestablish the program that where if you're single without dependents, you'll either be going to a work program to learn skills or you'll be working. But you won't be drawing food stamps if you're not. So that's, you know, I don't know how this is all going to work out. I know that Obama's going to push this amnesty. And they're saying 6 million people. Question there would be, what are you going to do with the other almost 6 million people that you claim, which is actually a much higher number than that? They've been saying the same thing, 11.3 million, since 2006. And I'm guaranteeing you there's more of them came since then. It hasn't leveled off. It hasn't stayed the same. The number of deportations has not increased. They have, matter of fact, just about disappeared. No one talks about the 20-plus Americans that die every day on this soil at the hands of an illegal. And you got to wonder why. Why don't they ever talk about that when they'll talk about, oh, 10 people, 4 people died in Israel in an attack. They won't talk about the illegals that kill Americans here on our soil and how often that happens. When you can figure 20 a day or more since 9/11 2001, 20 a day or more Americans have died here on this soil at the hands of an illegal. That number, when you total it out, that number supersedes how many were killed in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. Yet, it's never mentioned by the media. Just like this Hope Gruber stuff, the media, for the most part, has refused to even mention it. You got two mentions on NBC, I think it was, or CBS. One of them had two mentions of it. One of them had one mention of it. One of them had never mentioned it yet. Yet, this is a big deal. When someone comes out and says, hey, and you know he was had an intricate role in developing the healthcare as we've gotten now, he was one of the main players in that, and we know that. You have an former Obama aide telling it. Yet, here they are denying. They know the guy, denying. But what they really want to deny, they want to deny the fact that, yes, they were involved in a flim-flam.
Yeah, but they're forgetting
the American people were misled, and it really was a tax. And if you look, the insurance companies were profiting big time, 150, 160, 181%. And it's like they were supposed to be the bad guys, yet they're profiting big guys, and now they're best friends with the government, Humana and people like that. But we're electing that's supposed to be representing us. And what we're getting, we're not getting servants of the people. We're getting servants to themselves.
It's just because we can't do nothing about it. They stack the deck.
The deck is stacked. You're right.
I mean, they got the court stacked. They got everything else stacked.
Well,
it's time for the American people to wisen up. And everyone's more stupid to wisen up even more.
They are stacking the courts. And they're stacking the courts with people that don't follow the law. They follow an ideology. But the people that are going to suffer from everything that's going on, they're not us. They're not us. When your kids when they throw out and can't pray at school, not even at recess, when they dictate to you what you can eat. And they already do that with our children's lunches, but if you've noticed in the last few weeks, there's been articles out there about they're trying to push this in the workplace, where the workplace can tell you what you can and can't eat. Now, folks, taking over the water, telling you what you can and can't eat, lying to you about the health care just so they can, you know, flim-flam you and end up with a socialist, communistic one government system. How much lying will you sit back and take?
Oh, that took a lot. I've seen, just from what I've seen, so much bullcrap lying going on.
Tell me this. How do you get the corrupt to enforce laws or to put in laws to rein in the corrupt?
They're all corrupt.
There's not supposed to be insider investing and trading. But we see it from the local levels of our elected to all the way up to the top.
But it goes to back on that thing.
Insider investing and trading. They should not have that power.
No.
Because that's a conflict of interest. They're controlling who succeeds and who don't through their legislation. So they're therefore controlling. They're patting their own pockets off of it. Whoever they can invest in and get the most money out of is who they're going to push for. You look at the percentage of electricity that's being produced by hydro, wind and solar, and when you start comparing it, you're going to realize that wind and solar will never generate the amount of electricity that coal does. when they're pushing for other weird stuff, when hydroelectric's right there. Of course, if you're in California, like Miss Boxer claimed today, how great her state was, but she never mentioned the huge debt that California has, the overtaxation that's going on in California, the immoral movement going on in California, and the fact that California's government legislators are responsible for draining reservoirs and routing a river straight to the sea. And then they claim, oh, it's global warming.
Sorry, people.
It's global warming is causing the drought. No?
No, it's stupid people.
It's a man-made. They are right. It is a man-made drought, but it was made by their legislators.
Well, people figure that out. It's all these stupid people doing stupid things. What's causing all this? I'm sorry, people. I'm just infuriated with American people. Not all of you. I love you all, but there are so many
uninformed
and indifferent people out there.
Check out Folks in Thessalonians talks about the uninformed.
And not just that, it's you hear every day something new happening in our Congress. But like I just said, we'll go. The next tax.
Well, now the Republicans will be taking over the Senate.
Well, let's hope and pray that they can do something.
Anything they try to do is going to be vetoed by Obama. He gets this amnesty thing through, and he's already done it once and should have been. And the idea that they're afraid to impeach him. Bullshit, impeach him. I don't care. It isn't about anything, but did he break the laws and stuff? Anything else doesn't matter. That's what matters. Did he violate his oath of office? Did he violate the Constitution? Has he broken laws?
Yes.
Well, by ignoring the immigration laws as they're written and trying to go around them, he is aiding and abetting a foreign invasion of the United States.
But there's a lot of people that goes on that.
Oh, yeah. You're sure right there on both sides of the aisle because there's a lot of people that are invested in businesses that hire, employ, or housing that houses them, and they got kicked back out of that deal. They don't pay taxes on.
I was saying the other day, he was talking about that. He says, well, that they should make it a felony to hire a lease.
It's already a crime.
They
don't enforce it.
Well, that's the key thing. They have to enforce the crap.
We've had American businesses put out of business because they couldn't compete with someone using illegal labor and cutting costs. That's happened in our area. We've had roofing companies go out of business. We've had construction companies go out of business because they can't compete with the use of illegal labor and being able to underbid. Particular person in our area build an empire, a small little empire in the area, on the back of the illegals, aided and abetted by our elected. And that's what you're seeing across this country. People are profiting off of the illegals, so they're aiding and abetting them. No way out of it. Yeah, they're going to tell you that, well, it's good for the economy. No, it's not. It's going to cost you $1.7 trillion right off the bat. Well, it's good for what? Americans out of jobs? And to think that all these people are only doing farm jobs is bull. I live in an area where I can take you to many factories that employ illegals. They are factories. They don't care what the law says. But they can get around insurance and other stuff with these people that they can't with the Americans. What it is money overrules the people. Money can be made at it. It doesn't matter that it's illegal. Doesn't that sound odd? What's the difference between these people aiding and abetting these illegals than someone selling pot? Yeah, there is. One's considered a crime in most places, and they enforce it, the laws. The other one is a crime everywhere, and they don't enforce it.
Yeah.
they have refused to enforce it. And by refusing to enforce the law, which is part of the oath of office they take, by refusing to enforce them, they are aiding and abetting the breaking of them. And there's no way out of that. But yet, where is someone to stand up and take them to court and say this? Who has standing? Well, they'll tell you nobody has standing. You can't go to court unless you have standing. Every American citizen out there should have standing on this issue, because it's our kids that are going to pay the price with having to compete with them for jobs and education. Yet, here we are, we can't afford to send our own kids to college, yet we're going to, by our taxes, they take our money and they send illegals to college. They can get in-state tuition breaks that legal citizens can't get. What?
That's the part I don't understand.
They can claim 6 kids from Mexico on their taxes, and they don't even got to prove they have those kids.
I don't believe that either.
I mean, I believe that's happening, but I think so stupid, because when we go do our taxes, I got to prove them kids are in my home.
And they're my own kids. They're not out of the country. They're not in another house.
They're right there in on my property. If you're paying to send anybody to school, it should be your own kids. You shouldn't be paying to send illegal kids to school, and illegal citizens' kids don't get a go. That's wrong.
Yes.
You're taking all these jobs. Like I said, they're not just in anybody who thinks they're just in the fields and farm stuff, landscaping or whatever, is full of crap. They are in the factories.
They're everywhere from...
Go to NTN, Columbus, Indiana. I guarantee you they have illegals working there.
They're from the farmers, from grass cutting and lawn care, landscape.
Roofing and construction.
Roofing construction.
Royalty construction.
That's
it. Seymour, Indiana.
Then you,
built
then
on
you
the back
turn
of illegals.
You can go to factories.
Well, like I said, there was NTN and there's many others. In 2006.
I don't have no problem with them. Just come here the right way.
4/20/2006.
That's it.
Put out a flyer. And from that flyer, went to a company, Cummins, and they sent the things through the text and everything to all the other companies. The next day, the headlines were reading where all these illegals fled these factories. Not by the 100 or so that they claimed was in the area, but by the thousands. By the thousands.
A lot of people.
Yeah. I kept copies of those headlines out of the Seymour Tribune, the Columbus Republic, and the North Vernon paper. They were trying to say then there's only 11.3 million illegals. And here we are today, and they're saying the same number. And we proved that they're crap, saying there was only a few hundred in the area when it turned out there was thousands. And let me tell you, nobody was more surprised than me and the guy who actually designed the flyer that was put out.
I don't see why we just don't go wipe out the corrupt and nasty ones in Mexico, make their place a nice place to be too. That way
I don't know how you do it. The Mexican people got to stand up for themselves. And the Mexican government should be of the people, for the people, and by the people.
Yeah.
And what it is, it's for the
top. But you can't have that when American
they talk
justice
about,
helps
they talk,
the Mexicans.
Well, when they talk about the top 10% in our country, they never talk about how the top 10% is in Mexico. In Mexico, they don't control 60% of the wealth or 70% of the wealth. They control 90% of the wealth.
At least why everybody else is in poverty.
Right.
I understand that, and I understand why the Mexicans would want to come over here. I understand that. But there's ways and rules that you have to abide by, and laws that they have to be enforced, and people don't understand.
Coming here is not the answer to the problem.
No, it's fixing the corrupt and nasty place where they're at.
It's how do you turn your own country around to where
the drug lords,
the people don't
want to
leave the country. They love the country and want to stay in that country.
Yeah.
And that's what you've got, and that's around the globe. But in Mexico, that's a major thing. I'd love to see the Mexican people have a government that was actually of the people and looking out for the people and instead of trying to keep them under their foot.
But then
held
in
down.
Return, those who come to this country and try to turn in this country into the same slum that you left,
we've got
a problem with that.
Well, we got the same problem with people who flee from California as liberal, socialist, whatever, and when they go to another state.
They're trying to do the same thing.
Yeah, trying to leave what they just fled.
Get away from that. It's all about, it's supposed to be all about love, not just hate.
Our culture is under attack. It's always one of the things I've always talked about, the three pillars of Agenda 21. Destroy the culture, destroy the economy, and destroy the ability for us to defend ourselves. If you look at what they're doing with our military and how they're reducing everything and how they're putting legal citizens out of the military, but they want illegals to join, simply because they can't get the current military to turn on the American people when they got to try to disarm us. And right now, that's a big holdup. They don't know how they can ever disarm us. Because let's be real, they don't know how many guns is actually out there. They really don't know. And the American people are pretty ingenious. They invented many of these things that the military uses were invented by private individuals.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, guys. Good to hear from you today. Let me get a better signal. Hold on.
Linda's on the line.
Well, hello, Miss Linda.
She's trying to get a better signal, so hold on. Anyway, folks, you know, you watch and they shut down the pipeline, yet their own testing or whatever they had done by the EPA and the State Department came back and said there was no imminent, no real, you know, threat to the environment. Yet they still refused to pass it. And like I said before, all you've got to do is start looking. And I believe that anybody who has a green energy investment should not be allowed to vote on that bill because they have a conflict of interest.
Well, you know,
they were
talking about this the other day on Mike Slater's show, and he was speaking on that same subject, but not so much what the people invested, but what the government has done over many decades. Is they have created these awful bureaucracies like the EPA, which they never should have left it alone. They should have completely abolished it and broken it up, which is it's actually in the House of Representatives, I think, right now to do that and delegate all this stuff back to each individual state because the whole nature of bureaucrats and a government agency is to expand so they can continue to work. You know what I'm saying? That they justify their own existence, and they have been given powers they never should have had, which is totally unconstitutional. They have no right to tax or fine or do anything to anybody, especially when it comes to your own land. But that goes way back to everything that Ron's been talking about since I've known him. The monetary system, it is true. All of the top legislators in D.C., all the way through the blue states, are there. Wholly owned by these banksters and the Illuminati, and they jump, and we are owned by the other ones with the bureaucrats. It's a mess. It's broken. We definitely need to water that tree of liberty. It's long overdue.
We have another caller, 941 Erica. Welcome.
Thank you. How you guys doing tonight?
Hi, Robert.
I'm hanging in there. Tonight was my last night of being a candidate.
Yep.
It was
Aren't
my last
happy?
Night. I'm very happy, but I wrote a letter to Bill O'Reilly because I saw his program last night. It really upset me. This is what he said. This is the gist of his. I can't stand him anymore. So I call him Uncle Bill like Uncle Joe Biden. I said, attention Fox News. So this is all on Facebook now. It went all over the world. I said, dear Uncle Bill O'Reilly, I heard your remarks about writing strong words on Facebook or other social media sites where universities are viewing students for jobs. In other words, you will not get a job if you write crazy stuff on Facebook. I said, today is my last day as a candidate for Florida State Representative District 74, Sarasota County, Florida, independent writing candidate. Isn't it amazing that Fox News does not report on any independent candidates? I have been attacked to no one, even by your side, because Judge Jeanine Pirro banned my freedom of speech rights and took me off her Facebook page. What is Fox going to do to her, and also why is Fox placing a hatchet on Huckabee, like my opponents placed a hatchet on me? Who is going to hire me at age 60, Uncle Bill, with no health care, as my health care expires July 2015? As you said last night, it is becoming a scandal. Since I have been a candidate, at least someone is listening to my words, as Fox News is governing in the middle now. Morgan & Morgan protested on my campus for Amendment 2, and I was assaulted to no end, and I have pictures that I knocked them out. I know at my age I will not have a chance to work anywhere, and being a Jew is a strike against me. I ran for the cause of enduring freedom, but bigotry towards Jews and blacks and all my fellow Spaniards and the rest of the ethnic backgrounds who are immigrants are the ones who made America great through hard work because of ethical and moral values. The social progressive agenda, Agenda 21, is finally winning the battle of the land is my land, not yours. And I believe Fox News is losing the battle against them. I hope you have a good time interviewing Khalil Gonzalez, MD, JD, who placed ads on Fox News and used his sister, who has a disability, as a pawn because he caused no one harm. I received 18% of the vote, but District 74, Sarasota County, Florida, for Florida State Representative, never had a Democrat on the ballot. Go figure. And why is that, Uncle Bill? Maybe you should have Wally's World visit Sarasota County, District 74, to investigate the race, since my opponent spent $1 million on a $30,000 salary, which you did not know my $50,000 salary family was struggling throughout my campaign. These are my last words as a candidate, as my campaign has ended on November 18, 2014. I have no more words to say because not only I am speechless, I am not proud to be an American anymore because of ruthless, immoral, unethical human beings which represent the progressive social liberal agenda, as Julio Gonzalez, MD, gave Debbie Wasserman Schultz $500 to talk about Obama's scandal. I hope this letter is not perjurious while writing to the factor. Me.
Oh, wait.
How was that? Was that a good one?
That's pretty straightforward.
So. Did I
straddle on the fence and fell.
Did I do that right, Uncle Bill? Strong.
I think you did it well. He tried to straddle on the fence years ago. He fell, and you know what happens when you fall on the fence.
Well, I had to attack him. I had to attack him because he was telling me I could never find a job when I was running for office. That insulted me, Uncle Bill.
Well. Bill O'Reilly likes to insult. I've often wondered what it would be like to have a Maury Amsterdam on the show with Bill O'Reilly and just see how, you know, Maury would have made Bill the stupider than he was.
Oh my God! I mean, I can't stand him no more.
He's
really
pretty pompous, I
don't know who's worse, Linda, Bernie Sanders or Bill O'Reilly. They're both, I think, right down the middle of both sides. I mean, you can't tell where they are. That's the problem. You can't tell where they are. You don't know where they are. And like I said last week, at least now I know my friends. I have 18% out of 115,000 voters. So, you know, I did my job.
Yep. That's all you can do, Robert.
I did my job, and that's it. That's all I have to do. Now, Linda, I'm going to charge them with aiding and abetting in a crime. Number one, three people, two hit and runs happened during my campaign, and two got killed and one made it. That's one. Number two, I'm going to charge them for gerrymandering. Because there's 47% of the vote missing. No one voted. 47% of the vote, Uncle Bill, did not vote for the House seat. 47%.
My state had the lowest turnout of any state.
What's that?
That's amazing. That's really sad. Yeah, our voter turnout is getting worse because the young people, they're done. They don't even want to listen to these people. They know that they've been groomed. They know they've been lied to.
They know both sides are putting the screws to them.
Mm-hmm. The young vote only voted for Amendment 2 and nothing else. That's their purpose for voting. They only voted for Amendment 2, Linda. That's all they did.
Oh, okay.
So I said to my congressman, Vern Buchanan, I said, and the Morgan of Morgan, that's what you get when you try to bribe a bull. When you try to bribe a bull, nothing turns out right the way you want it.
Right. So,
you understand?
Right.
I got to ask Linda a question here, Robert.
Go ahead.
We got stuff to go over. Linda, what do you think of Chavez replacing Isaacs as on the Oversight Committee?
Okay. Now, what's...
I didn't hear that question, Bill. I'm sorry.
Chavez has replaced Daryl Issa as head of the Oversight Committee.
Wow.
Wow. I don't trust Jason that much. I think he's too wishy-washy on stuff, and especially on immigration. I don't understand. I mean, he's too far to the middle of the road. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just praying that that Hannity was saying that these people will actually grow a spine and show us what they can do instead of just talking about it. But we'll have to wait till they're sworn in. So I don't know. I think that Daryl's probably just burnt out. I mean, and on so many committees and cases, you know. The one that I really like, and I wish that he even more involved would be Trey Gowdy. I wish he could be our Speaker of the House. He's great.
Trey's
amazing. Yeah, he don't play. He's extremely smart. He understands the law. He knows what rule of law is. He was a prosecutor, for God's sake. He gets it. I mean, he's probably seen sides of courtrooms more than, you know, some of these other schmandericks. But it's crazy. I mean, and I think he's one of the most conservative people we've had in a long time, and a true blue patriot. That's what I think. And I love Ted Cruz. And
I think the Republicans should be playing more on this guy saying the public's all stupid and they were able to flim-flam us on the health care bill.
Let me tell you something. It's backfiring.
We should be flooding the media to report on this that refuses to.
Well, it's all over the talk shows in my area. Hannity talked about it. I know that the last couple of days or whatever, Roger Hedgecock, Mike Slater, they're on it. I know Glenn was on it when all these stories broke. And it's not going away. I mean, every time they open their mouths, they put both Doesn't matter who's going.
All the Democrats come out and deny it, even knowing the guy or anything about him. Then you go back and we've got video of every one of them bragging about him.
Yeah, including Barry. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, they got that today. That was 2006. I saw it on the internet. Yep, I know. Well, you see, every once in a while, the good guys start winning because this stuff fires, because these tyrants always fall. And that thing in the White House is a tyrant. I don't give a rat behind who doesn't think so. He's evil.
An issue that unites the country instead of all these issues they are using to divide the country. They cannot hold us united, because united, we win. United, we put them in their place. And that's what they fear. And that's why they use all these divisional tactics they can.
Well, look. Go ahead.
I was going to share something with you, and I had it. Just wait 1 second. Oh, here it is. It's the wages. Salary of retired U.S. presidents, $450,000 for life. Salary of House Senate members, $774,000 for life. Salary of Speaker of the House, $223,500 for life. And salary of Majority of Minority Leaders, $194,000 for life. Average salary of soldier deployed in Afghanistan, $38,000. Average income for seniors on Social Security, $1,200. I think we found where the wage, where the cuts should be made. If you agree, pass it on. Okay?
and I said
my part.
You left out one. Let's throw another one out there.
Salary
for helping flim-flam the American public, $5 million something, almost $6 million.
I know.
That goes to Gruber. That's how much John Gruber has made off of flim-flamming the public.
I say this is what I wrote on top of that. My platform: when someone spends $1 million for a 30K salary of what a Florida state representative makes a year, when I had a family of four living off of that salary, that's exactly what I put. You know, the those strong.
Why they would do that, Robert? Because they can then inside invest, and they'll make way more than what they spent.
Oh, that was my platform. They couldn't stand it.
Of course
they couldn't stand my platform. I caught, basically, Linda, I caught them with their flies down. So my next week,
every city and town in this nation, if they knew what their elected were invested in, what investment groups they were tied to, and when they got the investments, what office they held, there would be such a black, oh my gosh, it would be one of the blackest days in American history, because the public would go wild to know that.
Oh, sure.
We're all getting flim-flammed by our elected who use their office for nothing more than to pad their own pockets.
That's all my past position cared about.
Yep, that's true. Well, we
defame my character. He defamed my character. You know, I could basically, not only was I blackballed by my own Shriners, my Shriners, Bill, had their Republican primary at their temple. They're not supposed to do that. They're not supposed to do that, Bill Strong. And I got hoodwinked.
The things that these people get by with in this country, it just makes you fix your stomach, because they'll enforce the smallest of laws against citizens, and they will not enforce worse laws against the elected.
Oh, of course
so
not.
It's
like they have a free pass to break the law. Al Sharpton saying he's paid all
Jesus.
His. Well, that's a lie. He has
4.5 million. $4.5 million he owes taxpayers money.
You had Barbara Boxer standing on the floor of the Senate saying nobody's going to pay to ship this oil by rail. But yet, one of the biggest Democratic campaign donors, who donates more than the Koch brothers, Warren Buffett, he's invested in rail cars and stuff to haul the oil.
That's right. That's why, he's been campaigning. He's been donating to Barry for years.
Barbara Boxer lies.
Oh, of course she does. It's all they know how to do.
You should hear her talking about on C-SPAN about the Keystone Pipeline. She said it knocked it down today. Just today they knocked it down.
I was really sitting here drinking my coffee, smiling, watching the Democrats fight the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the whole thing, Bill Strong.
Well, I'll make you a picture. When the new Senate takes over and it comes to a vote, it passes the next time.
Well, yeah, but our guys aren't sworn in yet either. So
no, when do they get sworn in?
January.
They had no intention of passing this thing. The whole thing was to make it look like Mary Landry was putting up a fight for it and this and that, trying to save her.
That's right.
She wasn't the last vote for health care. Bill Nelson was for Florida. He was the last vote for health care.
No, Mary Landrieu was trying to ride this Keystone Pipeline thing because she's in a runoff in Louisiana.
Yep. That's right.
And she was trying to use this Keystone Pipeline thing like she was a big supporter and all this and that.
Right, it's all political. Right.
Now she's still out there screaming, I fought for it, I fought for it, I fought for it. See her getting reelected. She's behind in the polls.
Good.
And it's pretty much the case that if it came to a runoff, she would lose.
I think people are starting to see through this nonsense, Bill. That's why she's not going to make it. You know, this little grandstanding in the Senate is not going to get her. You know, let her think that, but I'm hoping she doesn't make it.
Well, I'm sure her brother will give her a job in his New Orleans administration.
Well, I don't know what to say anymore. All I know, I'm on my third glass of water and I'm tired of talking, Miss Linda.
Well, listen, have a great night. I'm going to let you guys wrap it up. It's been a long few days because my family just, oh, my God, with all their parties and stuff, they're keeping me busy. So you guys keep up the good fight. Check me out tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, and you guys have a great one.
All right, you too, Linda. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Night.
I'm sitting here in Indiana. We got maybe an inch of snow, inch and a half.
It's pretty cold down here in Florida, Bill Strong. It's in the 50s, but it feels like 30 damn degrees. I'm in my sweats, and I got a sweatshirt and a sweater on.
Well, Robert, it's 20 degrees here.
That's unbelievable. You know, I don't know what else I could do, Bill Strong, but I...
And you wouldn't want to know how I'm dressed, Robert. Because you would think I was where you were at, and you were where I was at.
Oh, you know, man, I don't want to know. I don't know. I don't want to. I don't know what.
Robert.
I don't want to know where you're at. I'm safe right here in communistic Florida right now.
Hey, I'm in Indiana, a conservative state. With a conservative governor and a conservative state house that has veto proof.
Well, I believe now Florida has basically succeeded from the union. We're officially a police martial law state now. So I don't know what else I could do. I think
California beat you to it.
No. Florida's pretty bad now. It's changed. Since the election, it's like a ghost town. Venice is like a ghost town now. So, they voted for the wrong person. They voted for the wrong
people moving to Indiana. They like our laws. They like our way of life. We're a little more laid back. It's deer season, so you better be careful because everybody's out there hunting.
Are you feeling better, Bill Strong?
I'm feeling pretty good, Robert.
So you get back on your feet.
I'm staying on my medicines. I'm still on my feet. My blood pressure's under control. My cholesterol's down, and I keep working at things. But, I know I'm not here to be here forever, and I just want to do what's right before I go.
That's all.
Happen a destiny, and I have yet to fulfill mine, but when I do, I'll go, and I'm not sad about it.
No, that's all we can do now. That's all. The rest is the only thing I'm going to do now, Bill Strong. I'm going to work on two books. I got two books ready to be published.
That's cool.
I have my childhood education book ready to be published, and I'm gonna publish my campaign memoirs, and just move on. That's all, and just stay away from the people that don't like me. That's all I could do. You know, so that's the moral of the story.
I'm at the age I don't give a crap if they like me or not.
I don't care anymore. I already knew they didn't like me to begin with, but now I really know, Bill Strong. And so you know what? The only thing else I can say is. I probably am your true conservative. No matter how you slice the pie, I don't spend whatever I make, and I keep my house up in order. So you know they could all go to you know where, like William Tell. And that rhymes with William Tell, as far as I'm concerned. If they can't do what you and I do in our family to make America better, then to hell with them. That's all. They all need to go. These guys need to drop dead. Because they're crooks. They're all crooks, Bill Strong. There's no way.
I see a dark future coming at us. And I see a lot of trouble coming. And I don't know how long things are going to be put off, but with this big progressive push towards immorality, towards our debt's already out of control, and they don't like to talk about that. They want to claim that they're reducing the debt. Well, that clock is still spinning, folks. The only way you could ever say the debt is reduced is when that clock stops spinning and spins the opposite direction.
Just like being having a toilet going clockwise in Venezuela.
Well, looking at that debt clock, you've got to realize there's a lot of things that aren't even figured into that debt clock.
Oh,
but
my God.
The things that you really should be looking at are the unfunded liabilities. And then you must understand what unfunded liability is.
What is the liability? The government is the liability, Bill Strong. We're not the liability.
That's true. But in unfunded liabilities, we are hundreds of trillions of dollars in the hole.
That's because of the mandates.
And we had an elected, and I screened this when they were trying to pass the health care bill, that when they said they were going to take $500 billion from Medicaid. And I'm like, how can you take away from something that's $300 trillion in the hole? You can't do it.
Oh, well, you can't. This was the culture down here in Florida.
My problem is, I'm one of them facts and statistics guys, and I'm infatuated with numbers. Anybody that knows me would tell you that. And I have yet to figure out how you can
take $500 billion away from a negative and come out with a positive.
Let me tell you something, Bill Strong. There's $750 million in the negative in Medicare and Medicaid in the state of Florida. I found the $850 billion surplus. I found one-tenth of that, okay? One-tenth can fund the Medicare and the Medicaid salary to make it into a single-payer plan period. That, you know? And I told that to my Janet Richter-Cruz up in Tampa, and when I told her that, she didn't like what I said to her, and she deleted me as her friend. Okay?
I can tell you one thing, Robert, I found out, especially since my health went bad. I went several places, and everywhere I went, people who know me come up and thank me for what I do.
I know they do.
And it touches me, and it gives me a desire to keep pushing. And most everybody understands, I'm not like our elected. I don't do what I do for myself. I do what I do for the next generation that's going to have to put up with all the debt, all the lack, without any freedom or liberty at all. The generation is going to end up being totally controlled by the elite.
We're not going to even going to do.
That's who I fight for.
Well, you know, Bill Strong, if they would listen just to you and I, and have a little common sense in the situation, it would. I think you and I could do a better job than they could. I bet you we can find all the. I can't find the zeros, but I know I can find. I know I can balance the budget.
I believe I can balance the budget, but I'd be cutting the crap out of pork and earmarks.
I mean, all these stupid.
All pork and earmarks are political bribe.
Yeah, all the stupid studies that they spend money on. It's ridiculous. Just like Scott going to Bermuda and Zurich on our taxpayers' dime on the citizens insurance alone of $48K. Times 131,131 state employees. You do the math on that one, Bill Strong.
I know, Robert.
I mean,
it's across this nation like that. Brother, I hate to cut you off, but we're going to be going off the air.
You guys have a great night, and if I don't see you next week before Thanksgiving, you know why.
Well,
all
right. Yes, sir.
I feel I'm in the same way. If I ain't here next week, the government's probably got me.
They can't get you, Bill Strong. You're living in Indiana.
And I want to send out condolences and blessings to the family of the Indiana soldier beheaded by ISIS this last week, Mr. Foley.
Terrible.
As a new American, I'm ticked off and I'm tired of this pussyfooting around our government is doing. You know, let's see some action. Cuz, take us out.
Hello. My last straw, Bill Strong, is to get another banner. You know it's gonna read, "The bad goyim and ISIS hates Jews." And that's the bottom line. You know what I learned on the radio show in the past 3 years, Bill Strong, and I'll take off after I tell you this. I need to tell you guys what I learned. You guys taught me one thing. You taught me to back up what I say. And that's what you taught me. You taught me how to research, and you taught me how to back up what I say. And no one has come after me. I thought for sure the most attacking that I've done, I attacked everybody. I attacked the judges. I attacked everybody. No one has come after me, Bill Strong. So I guess I did my job because I backed it up, like you said, like Ron said, like Linda said, I backed it up with valid facts, true facts. And you know what? I haven't heard from. I called my opponent nothing but a large for-profit representative, and he did not even come back at me. He didn't come back at me, Bill. Unless there's a lawsuit waiting for me, I don't know.
Well, it's hard to cite facts and statistics, and they are the biggest enemies of the liars who are trying to Gruber us. Everyone, I want to wish you all a good night and God's blessings. Lonnie Cuz, take us out.
All right, God bless y'all.
Y'all have a good night. Y'all have a happy, safe Thanksgiving and stay warm.
All right.
All right, y'all be good, and I'll see you in about